This doesn't happen as often anymore, but we have a continuation of the same game, but a different session. So enjoy the first 10 minutes while we bullshit. Let's roll.
The password and the power torch.
That's going to be my one take. Christina's going to be like, how's D&D? I'm going to be like,
it's fucking
amazing. You know, he has like a $10,000 Mac and he can't find the fucking power port or his password. Can you move so I can roll this out? Otherwise,
that's not getting through, baby.
Otherwise, I have to think of that.
That's not coming through.
Just move the chair to
push the You have to give him head because of it? That's what I heard. Choose to believe.
Actually, no, I'll just use that chair. Fine. Never mind. Go back to what you were doing. Stop everything you're doing.
We still have to move out of the way for you.
Well, because I'm fat.
That's all. Not mine. I did lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, man.
I lost 95 pounds.
Oh, wow. Shit. Good for you, man.
Yeah, but I'm still fat, so it doesn't really matter.
Still, that's a lot.
All right. It's always the fattest people that are like, I lost 200 pounds. You're like,
did you?
That's scary.
I probably should get my characters and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I gotta get the
very top.
No, you're fine.
Fucking shit.
That's all right. We're recording now.
All right.
Cliff got super nervous.
He is. He's like, what's everybody's name again?
What's your name?
Oh, God.
Oh, Mike, can you grab that?
That's okay. Oh, yeah, like you guys don't have that
what
same
fear.
No, yeah, obviously.
The folder.
Oh, give that to Rodney.
No.
What are you giving me?
I bought this specifically for the quote on the front. It's you got the what?
The quote on the front. It's embossed.
It's very hard to see.
Yeah, it's not great.
We're also very old.
Stop.
You should read it out loud.
Read it out loud.
Warm record. Is that an N?
Yep.
And years later, accidental open it. Warm in forever.
Where in Asia did you get this from?
Somewhere the translation is still not using AI.
That is incredible.
What's even funnier is it's actually a D&D group, and it's just one of their...
That's just one of their characters.
Yeah, that's why someone bought the Luber Manchild.
Yeah, it's the same person.
Actually, I wonder if someone's going, who the fuck bought this?
Yeah, yeah, probably like we did with the Luber Manchild thing. Anyway. Which still, that brings me so much joy.
Luber Manchild is probably...
No, the fact that like somebody bought it. Because there's a shirt that does not have the Luber Manchild.
Yeah, it's a normal stock one, yeah.
That's why it's hilarious that they went out of their way.
Did we do the... what was it called? Not Witches of Winery.
Wizards of Winery. Yeah, you're like, Wizards of Winery. <It's> like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, doesn't roll off the tongue the way it
Wizards
should.
Of Winery.
Wizards of...
What the fuck is...
I said you just, so many times.
You just gave up on the name halfway through.
We didn't even correct it.
Wizards of Wine well. Winery. You're like, Wizards of Winery.
Bore it.
They're all fucking stupid, these guys.
Do they make wineries?
amazing.
I didn't even have
fun. We have good times.
good times.
Good times.
They're okay.
How am I looking on the mic there? Oh, wow. I'm looking pretty...
Pretty loud.
Pretty loud.
No, and turn it down. I don't even know which one you are.
Which one I am? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I didn't set it up.
Keep talking.
Ew.
There you go. You're fine. Hold on, let me set.
Everyone else is fucked, but you're good.
Is my pad down here?
You find it on TV for like 40
My Samsung tablet. Can I not bring that down?
Don't you have an iPad? God, get into the ecosystem.
If I had to pay for that Mac myself, that's not it, no. Just a keyboard.
Like
yeah, it was
as I picked it up.
Little light. That's fine. I'll use my phone for right now until we take a break. I am going to need to take a break though to get coffee at some point because I haven't even had coffee yet.
You can get it now. It's
yeah.
Fine.
No, it's just go. Just go.
Right. We won't talk about you while you're gone. Yeah, I promise.
You promise.
You want me to spit this?
Your lies. Oh my
yeah,
god,
like a baby bird.
Like in Arrested Development with the smoking. Such a good show. You don't remember when she's like they set it up so you can't smoke in the condo, and Buster was coming over on, and then blowing it out.
That is the best.
I love that show.
Okay, right. I don't have my glasses on either.
So you guys,
I don't know anything.
Big Bean is not prepared.
No.
This is probably the least prepared I've ever been.
Yeah, and you're not even DMing.
I'm not even DMing, which is probably better.
Well, no, now you're on par with us.
Fair enough.
I don't remember what the campaign is, where we were, what we're trying to do.
Well, usually, it usually starts out with, well, and if you remember last time, we're like,
we don't.
What level are you guys anyway?
Six.
Okay, good.
We just
leveled
up.
Six.
Number of the beast. I still think the 911 number of police version of that song would be.
Yeah, then you fucked up the dark for me forever.
Fear of the duck.
Fear of the duck.
So anyway, you guys are collecting gems, remember? In the Island Fall.
Infinity
campaign.
Gauntlet.
What are we?
No.
Sonic? Are we hedgehogs?
You were in the north. In past the city or the town of Trap that had all the rough men in it.
Did he collect gems? There's just one gem.
No, you have a blue gem and a purple gem.
No, Sonic. Didn't Sonic just have one gem?
He has the Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah.
Chaos Emeralds. You're
right. Okay. It kind of worked. I mean, I didn't want anyone to, like, examine
it. Fact,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't say it here, then.
Fair enough. We're all artists.
So anyway, the you got word of the source of the sickness and the one.
Are we down with it?
Oh my god! Wow. I thought that, and I'm like, I'm not gonna say that. That's
too
awful.
Stupid to say.
No, don't do it again. I'll be a good boy.
Wow.
It's beaten by his mother at the end of the song. It's amazing.
Yeah. Then he kills her.
That's a rough part with the kids in the car.
Yeah. This is the best part. Sing along.
Listen to this. Yeah, make them listen to Avenged Sevenfold.
I like my girls like listening to King Diamond, grandma.
Nice. Oh, nice.
They actually were like
King
into it.
King Diamond's good.
That was hilarious.
He's no Dio.
Oh, nobody is.
It's not a hair band.
I knew you were going to say that.
Anyway, so you heard that Spike the Turtle went to go find the source, and then when you went to go find him, he was all kind of crazed and slammed into the temple that you were standing on top of, and you fell into it. And now you're walking around trying to escape, and there's this gas that's filled an area, and it hurts you every so often. And there's roving packs of shit that come at you every so often. You had walked around, and you kind of looped around a little bit. Yeah, you probably don't remember it all, but you did.
Yes, looping.
So, like, you went up some stairs, and then you kind of went backtracked, and you found yourself in a room with, like, the two, they're not mummies, but people laying in state on top of slabs. And the last thing that happened was you were going down a hallway, and you saw some treasure, and Harold went after it, and the walls collapsed, and he was stuck in there. And you got him out.
Oh, okay, well.
So now you're still traveling around.
Phew! Still in the temple?
Oh yeah.
We got lots of temple.
You're
left.
About halfway through.
Oh my god!
When was the last?
Didn't
time
we spend
played?
The entire last?
I don't remember any of
this. Temple, wasn't it?
Yes.
Pretty much?
Yes. Yeah.
I remember this because I remember there was a Harold got his arm stuck in like the maw of a statue or something. Was one of the rooms?
Yes. Yeah. This is a legit disgusting dungeon.
Yeah.
Like it's a normal. It's a regular D&D dungeon. I think this is actually a, is it called the Hidden Shrine of Tamachan?
Hidden Shrine of Tamachan?
Yeah, but it's like a classic D&D campaign.
Is it?
Their dungeon, yeah. It's from like 2E or something, I think.
From, oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew a lot from 2E. I don't remember that one.
Well, you're very old.
It's true. Cognitive decline is definitely happening.
Yeah, you did forget your password to your new Mac and can't find the.
I kind of remember it. I might have written it down somewhere. I don't know.
It's what they say to
do
with your passwords.
On top of the thing.
Yeah.
I honestly don't use that for
probably
anything.
In my password book.
Don't look in there, please.
Please don't look.
And also a print of my thumb so that I can get into my iPad.
It's fine. It says don't look on the front.
Yeah, people will listen.
Secrets.
It's private.
It's my MFA backup keys here.
He wrote them all.
Wrote them out by hand.
I keep forgetting.
When my father-in-law passed away, he had a sheet of all of his passwords.
It's the best.
I mean, that's fine. When you're about to die, you should probably do that.
No, he didn't
so
know.
Somebody can get into your shit.
Oh, he didn't know.
he just did.
I mean, when you're in your 60s, you should know you're getting close.
I'm only 8 years away from that.
He's right.
He's trying to tell you something.
Just saying.
60's the age where people are like, he died, and you're kind of like,
there was a reaction to hearing someone died every year, and it was like zero, one, two, and then like, you know, by 30, you're like, and then it's like 50, and you're like, and then like 60, you're like, and then like 90, you're like,
they were still alive.
I always say like, oh, good for them. They lived in 95. Wow.
If you live to 95 and you're healthy the whole time,
my grandmother was.
What do you complain
about? I mean, yeah, at that point, you're like, I did.
You know, I mean, you probably complain a lot when you're 95, but.
Yeah, she did. But she was a tough chick.
To be fair, we complain a lot now.
Yeah, that's true.
I complain all the time.
Yeah. Nothing but. Anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready. So you guys are, I assume you will continue down the hallway that you were going.
Yes.
Sure.
I checked the hallway for traps.
No traps.
No traps. I'll just tell you.
Nice. Good start.
our druid thief.
A massive bronze door opens into this grand chamber. Mm. The place is filled with rubble and life-size statuary, much of it broken. Standing in ranks is an army of clay statues in what must have once been an impressive array. Now, half of them are fallen and crumbled. Near the door are spear wielders, perhaps 20 of them, outfitted only in scraps of leather now. At their feet lay obsidian spearheads and bits of rotted wooden shafts. Behind these figures are archers in a scattered formation. Few of them remain standing. Their arrows are gone, but they hold laminated bows, dried and worm-eaten. Farther into the room are figures of warriors with war clubs and hand axes, wearing scraps of lacquered leather, sandals, and caps. Beyond all of this, in the north end of the chamber, are a group of statues that must have been an honor guard. These warriors wear feathered robes and headdresses, and are armed with pitted bronze spears. Each of these figures wear a breastplate of shells. They are standing near a domed structure. The stuccoed dome has no apparent openings. On the east wall of the room are two carved stone columns, flanking the remains of a covered sedan or litter, with statues of attendants standing nearby. So basically, it's a big room with all these, you know,
soldiers,
you know, kind of like in China. And then at the end of
China, anywhere USA,
50 feet from you is this.
Thank
big,
you.
Is this big stand? Okay. That, you know.
Okay. So, is there any reason to think that any of these things will come to life?
I'm gonna say,
I mean, lots of things come to life.
I mean, yeah, dungeon, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, the lacquered bows. Do they? Since they're lacquered and dragon eaten, whatever that is.
Worm eaten.
Dragon eaten.
Well, yeah, that would. It's worm. WYRM. Right.
Worm-eaten.
Yeah. So that's dragon. Oh my god. Are they still? Do they still look like they're useful?
No. Yeah. Okay. Almost everything is crumbling and.
Well, damn.
Blah blah blah.
It's not like either of my characters use bows, so. Yeah, I mean, I don't. What do you guys want to do? You want to just sit around and think about this for an hour?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't see.
There's nothing glaring. Like, hey, this is a thing.
I mean, the big covered thing at the end is a thing,
but I feel like getting to it is going to be trapped.
Yeah, Well, I mean, we have to go through those clay things, right?
Yeah.
Can we do a circuitous route?
I don't think so. I think
no, because they're all around the sides.
Yeah,
like the yeah. You're basically like you can see like paths through.
You guys want me to shoot one?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, I'm gonna waste a gold piece on this.
Harold hides behind a door.
He picks one and shoots. Do I have to roll? Because he's
mouthing it. Okay. There's so many of them that even if
you, your aim's even pretty shitty.
Yeah, you miss completely, but hits another one.
Okay, good. That's the one I was aiming for.
Yeah, totally. It was a bank shot. I was trying to
ricochet off one and hit run in her head.
Perfect.
That's how good I am. Uh-oh.
He's reading.
Oh, God!
Yeah, he said, usually it's, no, nothing happens.
Oh, okay, we're fine.
Hold on.
Hey.
need to figure out what the ramifications of this are.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's going to be bad.
That's always the worst noise.
Can we lob a grenade?
Six full-size dragons appear.
Where, we getting, where are we getting this?
Somebody hit the grenade. This grenade.
I mean, I have a lot of gunpowder.
That's true. Probably make a makeshift one.
Probably. I'm an artificer. I'm not a good one. But I am one.
They never say anything about your artificing. It's your shooting.
Yeah, the shooting is awful, and he still won't give it up. As a character, he's not going to stop shooting. He just, that's...
Oh, no, that's the same.
He's like a Texas.
He's awful, though.
He's like, a Yosemite Sam.
He's pretty much. Exactly Yosemite Sam, yeah. Calling everybody varmint.
Goddamn varmints.
So what do you guys do? You just stand by the door, afraid? You'll see the most terrified adventuring party I've ever seen.
Well, this is it. Another
ruin. Oh, God, something's going to add us.
The crumbling clay statues may come to life.
Tomlin's mostly frog now. Of course he's scared.
That's fair. He does not want to get close to death that is for fair. A third.
He's like, I could literally be stepped on and die.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's going to do it.
Actually, if it were him, he'd probably be like running into the middle of it. True. Like, something kill me.
No, because then he gets a berry.
Oh, that's true.
He never gonna shove the egg.
He's only got
one. Shove the last egg in his mouth.
After the last egg, that's when I'll go full suicidal. Full crippling.
No, part of the magic is that he's okay with, you know what I mean? Like, he has the desire, more gripply desire. So when he's full gripply,
yeah, oh, like
it's like he's not going to be disgusted with himself. You know
wants,
what I mean?
He
like,
just wants gripply.
But, well, I mean,
he's left and right.
He's a cleric, though. He's going to be like, he's not going to, he's going to hate himself.
Not anymore. Anyway. He's going to be fucking.
Why would he hate himself?
Because.
Is he a racist cleric?
No, he's a, but he's supposed to be like.
I'm a cleric for humans only.
He's supposed to be, like, chaste and...
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that'll be a bit of a conflict.
He's not... He shouldn't be going around like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna fuck... Torm, you all right with this? Fucking fuck.
I Torm. Think everybody can be saved, except for those disgusting frogs. They're going straight to hell.
I only hate two things. Intolerance of other people's people and frog people.
To be fair, they are... Disgusting.
They are gross, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Harold is going to push Kruk a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I don't
go.
Think you can.
And Kruk's not going to move at all. No, he's not. Be like, you're going to push yourself.
You go, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like pushing a boulder.
All right, Kruk's like, whatever. He starts walking.
Yeah. You walk through.
Walk towards that center thing.
Yeah, yeah. You walk through all the things. That's fine. They're just standing there.
Kruk punches one of them into dust.
Why is he so angry at that one?
I don't know.
I guess he I haven't been able to smash anything in a while.
Okay. Kruk smash.
Kruk smash. There you go.
All right, you look at the cairn.
Yeah.
It is covered, but it looks like, you know, it's also somewhat crumbly.
Okay.
So if you'd like, you can probably...
Let me check for traps.
Pull the cover off.
Do you want me to check for traps?
Yeah, you should probably check for traps.
It's stuccoed, so it's kind of...
Oh.
Like, you can... It's not like there's no, like, lid.
I can't get it off. It's stuccoed.
You have to break it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to slam...
Slam someone's face into it.
Slam Thomas's head into it in anger. Later take pills to make yourself feel better.
Yes.
That's what I do.
You didn't feel bad. You didn't do that before. You just
no, I didn't feel. I just. After.
Yeah. There was no feeling bad afterwards.
I was talking to my shrink about this before, like yesterday, and I was like, "Yeah, I didn't feel bad until I was like 35." Now, then, I felt pretty bad about all the pain and violence I caused.
You're growing as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said.
The mayhem only took
Is that what she
years.
Said?
Yeah, literally,
because she was afraid you were going to hammer it.
And she's like, "These walls are stuck up.
Your fucking." Tony Soprano. No, it's fine. You murder those people.
Yeah, oh, no, it's all good.
She's like, I was like, at the time, it felt great.
You're eating gabagool while you're talking to her.
Where's the gabagool?
I hate they call it gabagool. It's such a New York Italian thing.
Well, wasn't there the whole episode of Sopranos where they go to Italy and they're like, we want the noodles and the gravy, and the people in Italy are like, what the fuck are they talking about?
That's they don't call it gravy.
No, that's New York Italian thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like, you know, you have to realize, sure, you might have Italian descent in America, but, like, it's been a hundred years since your Italians came here. Yeah. Like,
it's not even
culture's not the same.
It's not gabagool in Italy. It's either Capicola.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like,
but I'm just saying, like, you have to realize, like, people don't realize. They're like, I'm Italian. Sure it's like, no, you're New York Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you're you know, of Italian descent.
Yes.
It's a big
difference. Like, my family does, like, some Italian-type stuff for Christmas Eve, but it's not this. It's not Italian. It's like not
the,
like
the seven fishes.
Yeah,
but it's not like it's probably like shrimp and
yeah, it's
stuff.
Like, yeah, it's yeah. Like yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it smelts. I love smelts.
Yeah, I love smelts.
If you don't know what smelts are, okay.
I don't know.
They're little fish. Yeah. You fry up and like you basically take flour, salt, and pepper, put the schmeltz in it, and then you fry them up. Oh my god, they're so good. I don't like the spines though. People, some people just eat the spines.
I
like
the whole thing. Deep yeah.
Fried whole fish.
Yeah.
There's no head on it. There's no head on it or tail. So.
Well, in Portugal, like the anchovies are a big thing there, mm-hmm. where they fry up the anchovies and everything, and man, people just like.
I'd give that a whirl. I like anchovies.
I do like anchovies.
But I mean, like, I don't like them, but it does look awesome.
Yeah.
Like when they make it.
Anchovies have a very pungent, like, you have to get used to it. Or
I've tried, but it's also like the tiny little fish bones are like everywhere.
Well, that's those little hairy bones. The smelts, yeah. It has the spine. They're very thin.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, I used to eat around it.
I still
but
eat
now
around
I just,
it.
You
I
can, yeah, you can't eat. It's just annoying. You're like, crunch,
Well, they're not like the anchovy fillets you get here. They're like.
Oh, full anchovy fish.
They're that big?
Yeah, they're like this big.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It can be, yeah. They can get very big.
Interesting.
Big beans, like, I want one.
As far, and as far as, like...
You might go to Italian market and get one. Yeah,
but if, as far as, like, Portugal being mostly, like, ports and, like...
Burning.
Seaside and burning mountains. Mm. But, yeah, like, all the fish is, like, you go to a restaurant and you order any kind of fish, and, like, they literally pulled it out of the thing, like, right next door. So everything is crazy fresh.
I would love that. No one in my family would, though.
Yeah.
I like fish. They hate fish.
Because they're big.
You should take Big Bean next time you go to Portugal.
I mean, like, food-wise, you would love it. The food is awesome there. Like,
tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I'm going to be 52.
Oh, my God.
Anywhere USA.
What are you doing for your birthday weekend?
Get sad.
I'm
I have doing to, something that you want
to
do. Right?
I have to go to a party uh-huh, tomorrow.
For you?
No.
Oh.
No. So my cousin has the exact same birthday as me, so I'm going to her house for a party.
Oh, her. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
And then
I mean, on the bright side, you don't have to host the party.
No, it's true.
That is true.
Sunday Amy's going to a Phillies game.
That's
so
nice.
So you'd be left alone?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Right? A lot of masturbating.
That's not usually how it goes for me. I'd be like, it's your birthday. We should go to a farm because the kids will like that. Like, awesome.
I'm going to get that little sore on the side from just, you know, whacking it all day.
Oh, my God. You're still thinking about it.
I've been thinking about it all week.
I wanted to lean more to the left.
Peroni.
All right. So do you try to smash to the stucco, Karen?
Sure.
All right. You smash it. It takes a minute.
It's like, let me see your manager.
I get it.
Come on. That was pretty good.
I was
inside are six sets of bones. They look pretty worthless. Six jade bead pectorals worth 50 gold pieces each.
Wait, chest muscles?
That's what it says.
Hey, Claire.
All right.
That's your job.
What?
Inventory.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, let me. So, wait.
Does that mean just like a chest plate?
You said the bones are worth nothing.
Or are
though,
they
right?
Like little gem?
Bones nipples. Are worth nothing.
I don't know. It literally says six jade bead pectorals. PECTORALS.
PECTORALS. Weird. Jade. How much are they worth?
50 gold each.
Yay.
In a dusty corner is a pendant.
Oh, it's this. It's a decorative and sacred chest ornament.
Let me say.
Worn in ancient Mesoamerican cultures.
That makes sense. It's a pectoral. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like that thing that they would just hang over the chest?
Yeah, those fucking weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
No wonder their civilization died out.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, right? Fucking Mayans.
In a dusty Olmecs. Corner is a pendant made of silver and turquoise.
Yeah, we hate the Mayans on this podcast.
Fucking Mayans.
Fuck the Gripplies. Fuck the Mayans.
Not the bicycle gang. Not them.
No, they're cool.
They're awesome.
We're talking about the ones that used to play soccer with people's heads. And
yeah,
stuff.
The Incas and the Mayas.
Yeah,
and
fuck them.
Yeah, I hate those guys.
Soccer was like elbow ball.
Elbow ball. Man, I miss elbow ball.
Wait, that got me.
It got me too. All right, sorry. So the six
jade pectorals.
Got them.
Are they
magical?
Hold on, I haven't described all the things in the thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What else is in there?
Let me say more. On. I wasn't going to do it.
Please,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
In the corner is a pendant made of silver and turquoise, and in the center of the floor of this cairn is a bronze and I've never heard that word. Kairos Caprese? Caprese? C-H-R-Y-S-O-P-R-A-S-E.
Is that an Italian meat?
No, I think that's the salad with tomatoes.
Oh, Caprese.
Caprese lamb.
Okay. How do you spell it?
C-H-R-Y-S-O-P-R-A-S-E.
C-H-R-Y-S-O-P-S-A-S-I.
It's like a greenish gem stone.
Okay.
It's an apple green color.
What's, how do you spell it again? A C-H-Y-S-O.
C-H-R-Y.
C-H-R-Y-S-O-P-R-A-S-E.
It's set into the stucco.
Trisoprase.
Looks like it might be worth about 15 gold pieces.
Okay. Did this dude just, like, go on, you know, fucking obscureword.com?
He probably went, like, what are some Mesopotamian jewels they used?
Okay. So do we need to pry that?
You'd have to pry it out, yeah.
And that's
it's the stone of grace and self-regard, just so you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Does anybody have, like, a dagger?
You
want to
know more about it? I can tell you more about it.
Yes, please tell us all of it.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I didn't think you would take me up on that.
Ronnie's
the hardness,
like,
is a 6.5 to 7 on the Mohs scale.
Oh.
It makes it durable for jewelry. Yeah.
There you go. So what do you guys do? You
Moses waxy. Is like, not today, full print.
Hold on. So the only thing that isn't just takeable is that last one.
No, you can take it. It's just a...
Well, we got to pry it out.
Okay, let's pry it.
Is prying it out going to trigger something, though?
Probably. Let's do it anyway.
So
it looks like it's worth money. I want it.
Silver and gems. Kyo praises say.
I doubt it's going to do anything, but can I check it for traps?
Caprese salad.
Yeah.
What is that? Sleight of hand?
Roll a 20.
Yeah, sleight of hand. It's the same as sleight of hand, but
nice.
I've given up. One?
Nine.
Oh. Nine.
No, you don't find it.
It's all good, guys. Start prying. All
right.
All right, you. I guess Kruk is the one that does the prying.
I'll use, like, I guess a hand axe and start.
Yeah, yeah. You rip the lamp out of the stucco, and but it's sort of stuck. And it finds a hidden door.
Hey!
Oh, wow, that's.
And out pops a wipe.
Of course.
Please roll for initiative.
Of course.
What is a wipe?
It's a.
It's a spooky ghost.
It's a ghost, yeah. They used to be a lot more scary than they are.
There it is. Rodney's here.
Yay, Rodney. All
right. Oh,
six for Nash.
20.
And
not a natural one. Not that it matters. But.
A 7 for Tomlin and a 6 for Nash. Oh, my bad. They're both 7. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't roll yet.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
I'm clearing my box.
Ew.
Oh, that's a
bad roll.
Do we have a
6
board here? Oh
no. Did you bring your board or do you mean me mine? I have it somewhere. I'm sure the kids took it somewhere.
I did not bring it because I figured you had it.
Yeah, I have it somewhere.
It's probably with your
shut up.
Your password for your
laptop. Your password, your
it's probably
charger.
With your youth. Got him.
Oh, man.
Gone forever.
You're so old.
If I felt things, that would have hurt.
That's what she said.
Yeah. What are you doing to her?
So much. That's why she doesn't feel things anymore.
Self-imposed numbness.
Uncomfortably numb.
It's all stretched.
Baby, get the lidocaine out.
Oh. I don't want it.
Not the needle.
Then I guess we're doing it without.
Oh.
That's lidocaine.
Wait, we don't really need it for this one, but I figured it would be nice to have the board.
What a piece of
ask
shit.
Ask for more things we don't need.
No, we like the squares. Oh, okay.
I have a I have an industrial endoscope if you want that. Endoscopes aren't sexy.
They can be.
Can they?
Scope my endo.
Try me.
Okay. Anything else before I sit down?
You already sat down. He's going to ask for
something.
No, we're good. All right. Kruk is up first.
Right. I approach this thing, and I swing away.
You're so strong.
I know.
So strong.
Okay, so... What's my... 24, does that hit?
Nope.
Are you serious?
No, it hits.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's so what?
Run!
And a 19. Does that hit?
Yes.
Hooray.
It goes blah.
It's like white power.
26 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
I hate to call him on, but it's a little racist.
He spells it different. Tomlin. Tomlin's going to turn undead.
Oh my god. What's that do?
It turns the undead around. I think you have to...
Oh, I can't see now.
Sorry, quick question. Since we leveled up, is that equivalent to a long rest?
You guys did not rest here.
We have not rested.
Okay.
But you leveled up during this? Is that what happened?
It's a wisdom saving throw against my...
he missed it.
Did he? Okay, so
Do you think this thing's going to be a problem enough that I should rage, or...
Well, he's turnt now. He's turnt.
Do you guys want to wait around until... Because what does he have to do when he's turned? Does he run?
They basically just turn around and start walking away. Not even fast.
So you could probably wait around and let him hit him again, because...
Yeah, that's...
He's the biggest hit you're going to do.
Yeah, unless turn undead?
Yeah. Why?
Because we're going to hit him, and it's going
to... Yeah, but it's still advantageous, because we can wait until he hits him, and we're not going to get hit.
Okay.
Yeah, he takes smash damage.
Don't question my fucking D&D playing.
Go again.
Okay.
We're just scared of
everybody else.
So I'll say for the leveling up, you guys can level up to 6 and get what all this is, but you can't heal yourself.
Okay.
I think I have all my hit points, so I'm good.
And I assume I can't have my slots back.
You have all your hit points?
Yeah.
And all your hit die?
That's what it says.
There's no way that you have all your hit points and die.
I mean, it's possible that I was taking all damage from everything, because I have less.
Well, then I,
No, because you should have gotten hit points from the poison gas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, unless he passed. Like, do you still get hit? If
I passed gas.
You passed the gas?
No, you get...
You still take damage?
Everybody takes damage.
No, so you just weren't.
I wasn't paying attention. Help. I do see I used a spell slot, so yeah. I don't know. Maybe I read it somewhere. I probably wrote it in a book
next that to your
I
don't password.
Have. Right next to my password.
They're all in the same spot.
take like 8 points off or whatever.
That's fine. I'll do it for both of them.
All right. Well, anyway, damage 18 and 24. They both hit, right?
Yes.
I'll take 12 points off because that seems more fair.
That's going to cause chip.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I take it back. You get
18 points of damage.
Okay. Tomlin, your turn. The white now looks angry again.
Oh, no.
He was looking like bored kinda like when whatever, he turned. Yeah. Whatever.
He was like, hey.
Hey.
What did I do?
I think
it was a nice one.
Shit. I guess I'll do...
an exciting light.
What do you want to call it?
The name is ridiculous thing to call people.
Yeah,
it was.
Their podcast was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah. They don't seem like very good talkers.
There's no energy.
Well, yeah.
What is it?
The two backs, the two defensive backs.
Yeah.
Right, we got two white guys,
which is like unheard of in the NFL.
These days. Yeah. You just don't get that anymore. So they were called the Exciting Whites
because that was a sign in a state store for the white wines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Exciting whites.
People were like, that's funny. And then it's like, we're gonna have these guys be like, we'll have a podcast. And they were like, not interesting.
No.
That seems kind of still racist. Right?
You can't be racist.
It was funny.
No, I saw on the internet the other day that white people can't receive racism.
No.
You can't be racist to privilege. White people. Because the institution, that they're not institutionally kept down.
It's
not the definition of racism.
No. Racism means going against someone's race, which if you're white,
Hey, stop it.
Racism is racism plus power.
That's right.
No.
Nope.
No, power is something else.
Nope.
That's why they have a different definition.
If you have electricity.
Listen, you're a 52-year-old white man, all right?
That's fair.
That's true.
Yeah, I've had a great life.
Yeah, you've had all the advantages.
All the advantages have been given to me in my life.
I knew it.
Well, some people don't have raccoons they can skin and try to make leather out of.
They should live in Delaware.
Right?
No one should live in Delaware. Anytime I hear someone lives in Delaware, even if they're like, I'm like, oh, God.
Like, no sales tax.
All the Europeans came over to the World Cup, and they're like, oh, this state's amazing. That state's amazing. I never heard one thing about Delaware that was amazing during the World Cup.
There's nothing amazing in Delaware.
No one was like, wow, Delaware's beautiful.
So flat.
Wow, I've never seen a state with nothing in it. There's one racetrack. That's about it.
Yeah,
even Kansas has things in it.
The Dover Mall is just the worst mall. Yeah.
It's before malls started looking abandoned.
It looked abandoned like when I was
that here. Was like when malls were thriving. People were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I remember when we
went to this mall.
That was the closest mall to us. It was an hour and a half away.
When I used to go to like wrestling shows, these little independent shows, they weren't allowed to do like death matches in Pennsylvania because it was banned. So they would do these death match tournaments and they would do it in Delaware. And we would drive to Delaware, and I remember the first time we drove there, it was funny. You're driving, you're like, are we going to the wrong spot? Because, like, you saw nothing.
There's nothing.
And then all of a sudden, it was, like, gigantic racetrack and, like, a couple bars. And that was it. That was all that was in Delaware. I'm like, oh, we must be in the capital.
No, we would drive down to the Outer Banks.
Okay.
So we would go through Delaware.
What are
Delaware was the worst part of the trip.
Doing? The dude, he just scheduled a meeting with you.
I saw that.
Who?
The dude.
I don't want to say his name.
Yeah.
But the guy that's getting fired. That's
not going to be working.
Oh, really?
That was supposed to not be working two hours ago. So he
still doesn't know?
I guess not. I even told the consulting company to tell him at 8 a.m. And they're like, okay.
They're not consulting very well, are they?
Nope.
What is the meeting?
To be fair, did you tell them the time zone?
They're in the same time zone.
They must mean Pacific.
Why? You thought it means Pacific.
I'm in New York.
Usually. He's Hawaiian, because that's the best. That's a good time zone.
I wish I was in Hawaii. We'll do that today.
Hawaii time's the best time. They just wake up, they have all the time zones on those clicker wheels, and they just...
We should just call everyone bra.
I'll cast what that thing... I can't find it right now. The
Toll of the Dead?
Toll of the Dead. Thank you. That was it.
Is that I have to make a save, right?
Yes. Or it's 12 points of damage.
15?
Nope.
Hey!
He dissipates. Oh. He had 1 point left.
Yay!
Oh, goes, man, I got down to one.
I did it, guys!
He speaks in common.
Call me!
He speaks in common.
I did it, guys!
Fuck, no!
Fuck, come on!
Oh, I feel bad about that.
I picture him sounding a lot like Harvey Fierstein at this point.
Yeah.
If you know who that is.
I don't.
Okay, you should look him up.
Okay. He's like, I'm not going to do that.
You know who Harvey Fierstein is, right?
No.
Nah, he's... Oh, God damn it. Only gets that joke? Come on.
I know everything.
Who? Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I'm having a bad day.
So you had a bad day.
Hey, we got to insert the song,
man. Grand and nephews.
Do another shot.
Maybe that'll make you have a better day.
I don't know. It's getting kind of cloudy. I don't think that's normal.
Well, I mean, it is a punishment shot.
Yeah, your punishment is massive explosive diarrhea.
I mean,
your punishment is some sort of
it's 110 proof, so I doubt parasites could live in there.
They cannot. No. You clean yourself out.
That's true.
You just have a bunch of worms come out of your butt.
We could do that after lunch. It's fine.
Oh, God.
After lunch. Yeah.
Looks like vermicelli.
You all you split 700 XP.
Woo!
Okay.
Among the five of you.
What's our number now? I don't feel like doing math.
9853.
What?
No, that's wrong. I'm sorry.
I was like, that can't be right.
Hold on.
I have 15027 right now.
Yes. It's that plus that. 150. So 15727.
No, we're splitting 700.
15027 plus 900 divided by 5. So that's 180. So that's 15207.
Okay.
Math is the best part of D&D.
Yeah, yes. You have to remember, I went to art school.
Barely.
Oh my god.
Huh?
Didn't you go to a very prestigious one?
Yeah, which meant it was extra annoying.
I'm pinning this condom up.
I swear to God.
That was a really...
I never told you that. Oh my god. That was the moment that I was like, I'm done trying.
I hate art.
No, I'm like... No, it was one of those, like, I was doing graphic design. I, like, switched over to that because I was getting annoyed with, like, the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that was more, like, actual work. So I was like, this is fine. But I was like, it's getting a little dry. I'm like, I want to take, like, an actual art class just because, like, I needed credits and stuff. So I took a drawing class.
This was a drawing class.
Drawing class. And the teacher was like, I was in all these modern art exhibitions so and
big
stuff.
Old fag.
She...
Oh, yes, big old faggot. Is that what they call them?
But yeah, but like, so we had to do, like a still life or a landscape, or it was like some specific project. And I did the, like, it was like a big one. And like, I did this whole drawing. I was like, I haven't done this in a while. This is going to be great practice. And I do it. And we like, every art class, you like put up your homework and then the teacher goes over it. She goes to mine and she's just like, yeah, it's all right. And I'm like, whatever. And then she goes to the next person and he literally just took a condom and pinned it on the wall. She was like, this is absolutely genius what you did. And she like went on this whole diatribe of how it was like the, like, so smart and like nuanced. And I was like, fuck it, I give up.
I would have said, this is a fucking drawing class.
Yeah.
He didn't draw it.
Oh my God. You don't even know the hat. Like, and then I like literally was like, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do from now on. So I like didn't try it all, and I would do something like last minute, and she was like, you're starting to get it now. Like,
am I
this class? Am I getting it? Oh my God, it was the worst.
I don't feel like I'm getting it.
Yeah, I'm like, I got it.
Art's fucking stupid,
right? Okay.
I mean, that's luckily
you should have got it when I did my senior project in 2 days
before. Yeah, you know what, that should have been my sign. I spent like 100 hours doing this like oil painting, and they were like,
huge oil painting.
Yeah, and they were like, you didn't do enough research. What the fuck what? Are you talking about? And he did his thing like the night before, and they're like,
wait, it was art?
To classic.
Be fair, no, he just did a research project about something that was so above the judges' like heads that they were like, oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, I've always said that if you just
which was the smart move. I should have done something like that.
You have to do something that people can't explain, because then if they can't explain it, they sound stupid.
I initially was going to teach myself archery to track my progress.
Yeah, you bought like a bow and everything.
And then I didn't want to do it.
So I liked archery.
Yeah.
I didn't plan on another project.
And it was like the big, like, this counts for like 50% of your grade. Like, it was a big deal.
It was like the senior capstone.
What was it about?
It was the theoretical ends of the universe, like expansion versus
Of course his panel was like a gym teacher and like somebody else. Mine, I did like this painting and it was supposed to be like based on like wars and stuff like that. And I had the fucking social studies teacher. I'm like, God damn it.
So he's like, this isn't historically accurate.
Well, not even that. He was just like, the painting's incredible, but like, I think you should have put more research into the back end. I'm like, why? That wasn't the fucking point.
It was supposed to be an art project.
Like, it's not that. Like, oh my God.
To be fair, it was Civil War. You had a bunch of Asians.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the whole Asian battalion? Remember,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Asian battalion, yeah. They made the train tracks for the Civil War.
Battle of Fish Heads, remember that?
Oh my God. Gookiesburg.
Oh my God, that's good. I was trying to, I was like, there's a joke here. That's it. You got it.